This Claire's Matt and Kimber catch-up is for Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Hey, podcasters. Claire's Matt and Kimber here.
Hey, on today's catch-up, Matt's hits from your hood was a beauty, Maddington.
We chatted with Perth's own Joel Creasy.
We ask, what old thing did you have that just refuses to die?
Your mum's still not talking to you.
I know.
And Nick Nat wraps his own kids' course. Claire's Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5. Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt's hits from your hood. Maddington, Maddington, Maddington.
It is a good thing that nobody can see us in the studio when that bit of music plays,
yeah,
because we all start to get a bit in the hood.
Yeah, that's right.
We do start moving the head
and
up and
down.
And
we look ridiculous.
And head bobbing, yeah.
I was in the hood.
Did we look that ridiculous?
Yeah, we do.
You were in your old
I was in the hood yesterday, down there, got off the Kenwick bypass there near near Mills Park, my old stomping ground there near Bickenham.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And as I said before, Maddo was always right on the border. Didn't know too much about it other than the Maddo boys that I never met, but was always frightened.
Which could have been a bit of a myth, maybe, or it was
could
just
have been
blown out of proportion.
Mm. Only someone who hadn't been to Maddington would say that.
Yeah, quite possibly. Yeah.
But the people of Maddington were very forthcoming with their information
this
week.
And
we
quite
said
honest.
On Facebook, tell us what you think of Maddington, and we got heaps of comments.
We did get a lot of comments, some of them about the sort of, you know, hoons and the police air helicopter. And I will say this, you know, growing up in a suburb like that, yeah, you have a bit of larrikinism, but they're good, always good people, good neighbourhood people.
Yeah.
Dan and I got stopped about four times.
Oh, great.
Because I'd said we were filming.
To say hi.
But the best part of it was that as I was pulling out of Pinjarra Bakery, there was a bloke pulling in who smoked it up in front of me as he turned in. So everyone was true to form. And, of course, we found out things about the great Polly Farmer playing for the Maddington
and
Bulls.
And Dennis Cometti coaching.
Dennis Cometti coaching them to three flags in a row.
Legend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, as I said, it's God's country out there. You got the hills. You got space to be yourself.
Yeah.
You got, you know, Centro. You got everything you need, mate.
Let's drop hits from your hood.
Set yourself up with a pie and a sausage roll as
damn
you listen
straight
to this. Matt's hits from your hood. Maddington.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Regular Hoon's Donut Inn. There's a bogan sitting next to me, making love to a Jimmy Beam tin. He said, Matt, can you play me a memory about Maddington back in the day? When we had a high school we called Maddo, now you, when Cometti's Bulls ruled our great game. Tonight, where the palm is a cheat, got the hills at your feet, sing a song about 6109. It's a place of great contradictions. There's a Macca's right next to a gym. Enough space for a man to go running, but with a police chopper following him. Is it Centro or Metro or Central? Just decide on your shopping center's name. Thursdays you skimp at the tavern, Harmony Fields full of dog poo each day.
Ah, That guy running was you.
That was me.
Getting run for the Matto boys. Well done, man.
Good on you, Matto. Videos up, mix.com.au and the Mix Facebook page. And yeah, good to be back on the Hits From Your Hood bus.
I think the people of Maddington will be very happy with that one.
I hope so.
And we'll have Billy Joel on our head for the rest of the weekend. I love that. That's
great. Brilliant.
Love
it. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning
on Mix 94.5. The Prodigal Son returns, at least online this weekend, as we come out of isolation. Do you call next week when the restrictions are lifted coming out? I guess you could, in certain ways, couldn't you?
Who better to go to?
And, ladies and gentlemen, Perth boy himself, Joel Creasy. Good morning and welcome, mate.
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
We are doing really well. Now, Joel, we have in our hot little hands what is known as a media release because something special is happening. Cooper's said, we want a music special. We want live entertainment. We want burly bars. So they came straight to you.
I know, yes. I'm really the first person you think of when you think of beer and live music, aren't I? I'm close. With Warhurst, so I think that got me across the line, and I sort of did a bit of I'm with her.
Oh, yeah. Tag along.
Yeah, we're doing this, and it's good fun.
Yeah, so Joel, tell us what is it? What are people going to be looking out for?
Well, it's to help all the pubs that are shut across the country right now, and all the artists that are out of work. We and I crossed from a studio in Melbourne to empty pub that will be playing with bands in them. We've had James Frayne, we've had Illy, we've got John Stevens this weekend. Biff and I are pouring beers. There's a bit of trivia. Yep. It's good fun.
Okay, so there's one today at the Sandbar in Perth, basically opening up via the Cooper's Facebook page.
Yeah, you just go on the Cooper's Facebook page and, it's like a proper TV show online. Who would have thought that we could have done that?
Unreal.
Well, it's not just live music, buddy. There's also a bit of cooking for those that like to hone their skills.
Yes. We have Shannon Bennett is our resident chef from Vieux-de-Monde. So, if you want to hone your very fancy cooking skills, he did this fish and chips the other day, which, honestly, I've never seen anything more elaborate, and it was like a work of art.
I have eaten at Vieux-de-Monde, and I can assure you I've never cooked anything as good as
mind-blowing
what you ate, yes. Well, Joel, it probably felt good to get out and about and actually film something and create something, especially after being in isolation. And you're bringing back a bit of love letters from ISO.
Well, first of all, great to leave the house. I wore everything I own. yes, we've been having people send in letters, things that they want to get off their chest each week, because there's a lot of stewing emotions in isolation. So someone fessed up to stealing her colleague's yogurt from the office fridge. Someone fessed up that the chewing of their housemate annoys them. And another person sent in a marriage proposal. We've got it all.
It's all happening. And, of course, following up tonight's gig, Saturday, May 16th, so tomorrow night, Miffa, will you riding on your coattails again as you host the band room with John Stevens from Noiseworks?
Yeah, I can't wait, man. Yes, bloody Miff. She's always there.
I'm with him.
Yeah, Miff's the meal ticket. Let's stick with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Joel, good to have the chat, mate, and glad you're out and about doing some stuff, you lucky bugger.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Joel Creasy, live, loud and local. You can stream John Stevens live at the Sandbar, cooperslocal.com.au. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5. Guys, we know it's not footy season. There's a lot of talk about how we're going to see the 2020 season sort of take shape. And it looks like we're going to find out more this morning.
Yes.
It could be around about the time we're knocking off, which is pretty exciting.
I feel sorry for the players. They've got a lot to, hold up to now, I suppose.
Big decisions being made by the AFL. But look, last November, West Coast superhero Nick Natanui became a child's author, a children's author, right?
Yes.
So the man who's able to leap tall ruckman in a single bound off a step. It was another string to his bow, which is pretty incredible.
Him and Madonna.
Madonna. Yeah, people with influence. Look, his book is called Little Nick's Big Day, right?
So it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. It's all about that very important and very nerve-wracking for not just the kids, but for parents, the first day at school. For my kids, I think I cried more than they did. But 6 months on, with a lot of lockdown and not a lot of footy going on, Nick's done a book reading like no other.
Hey, Little Nick's Big Day. Not sure. I'm a little bit wary. Will I make friends? Will I be scary? What if it's strange? What if I'm alone? And it could be different. I think I stay home. Little Nick, come look and see. Brush your teeth. Yo, tie up your shoelace. You're a disgrace when you walk in the school. Yeah, pick up the pace now.
Look, we love his Now we love his flow. How good's that?
I really like it.
I think he needs to turn his bass down a little bit. It's distorting.
Through the suburb. Yeah.
And, you know, and raps, are, you know, it's not easy. I mean, we've joked many times in here, like, oh, we'll do a rap battle. And you're secretly thinking, please don't make me, because it really sounds like a couple of people trying to do a rap battle.
Yeah, oh, the middle-aged crap. White guy.
Yeah. And like, I've looked up some celebrities that tried to rap and, you know, you might not know that they did it because they weren't very good.
Oh, really?
Sure. I mean, you've got Mr. T. Always for the oven with this burning heat. Where
he stood making sure I had something to eat. It sounds like Mr. T.
It does.
What was that fool thinking?
It was a song about respecting your mother. There's a line in there about how when she took his temperature. Like, it was really literal.
And he doesn't have the middle-aged white guy excuse either.
No, he does.
But you can go with someone also a bit tougher than Mr. T.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci.
Oh, really? Any crime committed, Pesci's acquitted. I'm a good fella, I'll tell you if I did it. Freak scenes with your wife last time I hit it. Because I'm more man than you'll ever be. And it was probably your wife in bed with me. That's cool. I don't mind that.
That is
Joe
cool.
Pesci.
Is that Blondie's, whatever?
That is a Blondie song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. And Joe Pesci always does sound a little bit like he's been sucking helium, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's got a good voice for rapping.
Joe Pesci's rap.
I have started writing a kid's book.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's called. Cool. Oh. It's based on this time, you know, because we're living in this unprecedented, first person used that word, time. And it's about a young boy, Matt.
Yeah.
A middle-aged man, Matt, who's eating too much and getting fat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Matt gets fat.
Yeah.
So it's autobiographical.
Yeah, and I mean, Nick's stolen my thunder because I was just about to launch it using a
tough,
rap.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
Can we have a sample? Yeah, okay.
Go for it. Yo, Matt, you gonna eat all that bacon fat? Yeah, for sure. Still. Uh-huh. Here we go. I still blame Corona for me gaining weight. I'm still eating way too much chocolate cake. Still finding meals in between breakfast and brunch. Still more than happy to eat my dinner for lunch, yeah. Hang on, I just gotta undo another notch on me belt.
I really relate as well.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, thank you.
That was damn fine. Do you want to put a cake? I've got some here, lemon cake. Nice icing on it.
Maybe Nick and I can do a book tour together.
Oh, Joe Pesci, Rapture. It was Rapture.
Oh, Rapture.
While you were doing that, I was singing it in my head. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning
on Mix 94.5. I've had a very frustrating week with technology. My phone died, and like proper died, with not a lot of notice. So did my laptop. When I went to get the backup off that, that won't load up either.
Oh, really?
Are you jinxed?
No. Yeah, and 2 weeks ago I lost my Fitbit because that died as well. So that's completely not functional.
Let's be honest, that wasn't getting a lot of work.
No, it was just telling me how many steps I wasn't doing.
Didn't die from overuse.
But, you know, it's frustrating me because you can't really get by in life without these items now. The Fitbit maybe, but you do need the phone and the laptop for work.
We do depend on them, don't we?
But everything is made to break. You know, it's just got this planned obsolescence that is really frustrating me because you have to buy into it. But also now we buy everything with an extended warranty because we know it's not going to last.
Yes.
You know, like it just is so rude. And I was having these beautiful reminiscing moments. I was looking back at when you had products that actually lasted.
Yes.
You know, ones that like I had a washing machine that was 14 years old. And I still sold it on, and that person's still using it 4 years later.
That's cool.
Right? It, like, what washing machine goes for 18 years? Like, now, if you bought that, you'd be up for a new one in 3.
My mum's got my dad's fridge.
Oh, really?
And it must be, I don't know, 30 years old. And it does work.
Yep.
Yeah. It does freeze things quite a lot.
It might suck a bit of power.
Well, yeah. And it also does things like,
Oh, really? That's weird. It's got a ghost in it?
Yeah.
Ghost in the machine.
Dad?
So bizarre.
I mean, and it's like certain things. I don't have a sexy toaster. A lot of people have a sexy toaster and kettle combo now.
Yeah, I know.
You know, because it's like a show-off item. Well,
especially with the right colours of the time.
Oh, yeah. I've got this old plastic, it's yellowing plastic now, this old Breville toaster that I bought in about 2005, I reckon, because it cooks the perfect piece of toast.
Great
and I won't get rid
toasters,
of it. I will not get rid of it unless it needs replacing. I will keep it. But I thought maybe 133353, you can give us a call and tell us about that old thing that you've got that refuses to die.
Oh, my mum. Yeah. Sorry, June.
Is she listening?
I know you don't listen.
I'm sending that audio to Mum right now. Look, I went through a phase there for a while back where I went through more kettles. I was going through kettles faster than we were going through prime ministers. And that's saying something. You know what I mean? What do we go through, 5 or 6 prime ministers?
Yeah, they're just crap. I know. Build them they're rubbish.
They'd start leaking or they'd rust inside or, you know, you'd start going, oh, that tastes a bit manky.
Yeah. And unfortunately, they're of a price that we just choose to throw them out and get another one.
Yeah, true.
So it's no one is served by it apart from the factories wherever they're making them.
Of course. Cheaper to buy a new one than get something repaired. Dennis in Byford, what have you got?
I've got a digital clock that I've had in my bedroom for 30 years.
Right.
30 years.
Yeah, that's not the cool part. It's not only a clock. It actually puts a time on the roof, on the ceiling.
A projection.
That's on the ceiling.
Wow.
Oh.
Can I?
That's different.
It's unreal.
It sounds cool, but a nightmare if you do breakfast radio, because when you wake up in the middle of the night, I don't look at the time.
Don't want to see the time.
Because I don't want to know how close it is to 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, the guy who I was talking to before, he said he doesn't have a clock in his room. He has his phone. My phone doesn't live in my bedroom because people send messages or... Ding, ding, ding.
Well, and apparently it's not good for your sleep too. But, yeah, the digital clock. Well, 30
Pretty
years. Good on
30
it.
Years, yeah.
Well, Dennis, if that was a clock radio, mate, you might wake up and hear Baby John Burgess on the radio. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Oh, Baby John with his Porsche, with his wild power.
Yeah. There you're talking.
Thanks,
good
Dennis.
On you, man.
Good on you, bud.
Let's go to Melville. Narelle, good morning. What's the old thing that just won't die?
Good morning and happy Friday, everybody.
You Thanks. Too, Narelle.
I've got a 35-year-old crock pot that was my mum's.
Yes.
And it is an absolute trooper.
Are you still using it on the reg? You've got it on quite often?
Absolutely. It does the best slow cook you've ever seen.
And it's still cooking.
I mean, part of me is nervous about that, Narelle, because I'm like, if I plug in a 35-year-old crock pot and put it on a slow cook while I head off to work for 8 hours, is it going to burn down the house
You're worried?
While I'm gone?
Trip switch?
Is it always a little risky?
Nothing's happened so far, and we've been using it pretty regularly, so I feel confident that it's, you know, got a couple of years left in it.
Good.
And maybe, you know, the dwelling just disintegrates, but they're left behind in the ashes is this beautifully cooked lamb stew.
Oh, at least we've got dinner.
Yeah.
I love it. Thanks, Narelle.
Narelle's got the crock pot, and you've got a toaster and a whole lot of other things that are just a crock of, you know what?
Yeah, totally. Sarah in Mount Rishon, what have you got that's just standing the test of time?
Actually, it belongs to my mum. My mum got married 55 years ago, and one of the very first household products she bought was her refrigerator.
Oh,
right.
She is still using the refrigerator to this day. If I go to her house and I want a cup of coffee, the milk comes out of the refrigerator. That is actually 1 year older than I am.
Wow. 55 years.
A fridge from 1965 still works?
It still works. The only thing she does is she gets the seals replaced about every 10 years, maybe.
Sure.
And the rest of it still comes along. And I was laughing at your little Thai fruit that you've got, Matt.
Yeah.
Because I think hers does the same thing.
Yeah, too.
It must be that's an inbuilt thing, I think. That little
yeah.
A funny noise.
Sarah, has it got one of the handles that actually sort of opens like, what do you call those, one-arm bandits? Or
and it pushes the seal, like yeah.
It's built into the side of it. Uh-huh. It's actually, it was a modern one. It didn't have the click handle, but I have seen one of those.
A modern
one.
Quite
modern looking.
See, that was just such a good time.
55 years old.
That's incredible. Brilliant,
isn't it? Incredible, yeah.
I mean, that is great value for money, isn't it? It's probably cost her about, you know, worked out it's about 2 cents a year, you know? I mean, it's just brilliant.
Well, and you know, it was a time where we demanded and respected great workmanship, whether it be in building, whether it be in products, you know?
Yeah.
Take the time, do it properly.
Sounds like the drinks fridge in the bar at Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion, doesn't it? Yeah, 1965. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah. And I think now that we've all been locked up for coronavirus, and people might be realizing too the consumerism that we've been forced into, maybe we'll all rethink it if we can.
You buy.
Yeah.
Good on you, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, thanks for the story. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. You too, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Wow. That's an old fridge.
Yeah. That is incredible that it still works at all.
Mm. Yeah, my phone lasted about 2.5 years, piece of junk. Trevor in Byford, what have you got that just won't die?
I think I've got the oldest one for you guys. Remember the old AM radios with the turntable grams all in one?
The yes. Radiogram, love
yep.
them.
Remember them well?
Yep. Got one of those, still going strong.
Oh, wow. Brilliant. So the radio still works in the old valve one, is it, mate?
It is. It was my late grandmother's. Wow. And then it got handed to my father when she passed away. And when mum and dad downsized and moved into retirement home, I've now got it.
And Trev, is it one of those ones that has like different cities in the world written on it in small writing?
No, it's got the basically all of Australia. So,
right.
Wow.
So, yeah, so,
and they're worth a pretty penny now, Trev, because beautiful. They came back in fashion. And so lots of people are buying them just as an item in the room, whether they work or not. So that's great if you're still getting something, especially out of the turntable.
Yeah, and I've got the LPs to play on top of them as well.
Oh, beautiful, mate. Sounds like a nice piece.
How old would that be? If that's your grandmother's, that'd go back.
1940s
it's
or something.
It's a radiogram.
Yeah, the ladies love it.
Well, not giving my age away, but it's going 50-plus years that I know of.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're giving your age away there, Trev.
Thanks, Trev.
Thanks, Trev.
Well done, Trev.
No worries.
Look very after nice. It.
Imagine if it changed the sound. So we came through like, it's Clousy, Matt and Kimber.
I'm such a nerd. I reckon I sold my third child to finance buying old radios.
Yes.
So I hear that and my ears prick up.
Is it
up
like Bakelite?
Yeah, I've got a Bakelite, but this one might be a wooden one. So
yeah. It's such good collections.
Of course. Clousy, Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. Very smoky, very smoky.
That's a really good news read, but here's what the news missed.
What are you protecting me from? I mean, I can stick my head out the window. Is it the smokiness?
No, it's just the wording on the forecast. It says morning smoke.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to plant any seeds, mate.
Morning smoke.
You only need to tell me when it's
That's
raining.
All
I like
it
the
is.
Heads up when it's raining.
Yeah. Oh, okay, dear. Cool.
Now, my
Done.
Friends... It seems like as we sort of move into, phase two of the coronavirus
or the
lockdown, we're looking for sort of symbols
sure.
to let us know that we're getting back to normal.
Yeah.
And I think in our country, because we haven't had quite the lockdown that other people have had, like in Europe, you know, where we were able to go at least get takeaway or home delivery from whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We're looking at football as our symbols for getting things started again.
Yeah, that True. Will be the yardstick for everything is okay
well,
again.
That's why they've been fighting so hard to get the footy back on.
Yeah, it seems that way. Like people go, oh, the footy's back on.
Yeah.
Okay, it's cool.
Normality.
But it seems that everywhere else, particularly where it's been very strict, the lockdown.
Yep.
It's McDonald's. To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce,
cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun. Golden Arches.
Now, I have actually got a free burger from walking into a shop and saying that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce,
Back
cheese,
in the
pickles,
day.
Onions, and a sesame seed bun.
You worked the promo.
And you got a free burger.
Well done.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's not the story that I'm trying to tell, but it just reminded me.
I thought you meant you got it this week.
Across the world, as it's opening, we are seeing queues and queues and queues and queues stretching kilometres long to go to Macca's again.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Queues squared.
And we saw this, of course, in New Zealand. We spoke to our friend there, Fui Fui Te Kanawa.
We got the family box, eh? We had 4 burgers, 4 fries, 4 drinks. And for the missus and kids, I got them some stuff off the brekkie menu.
He's into it.
And I'm looking at the news reports from France, from Spain. It's like people have been hanging out for their Mac attack.
And I mean, are they really? I do remember back in the day, the odd morning where I'd wake up and I'd go, gee, I need a burger.
Yeah.
Like back in, but is it, I think it must be just because they want that sense of normality again, not because they're desperate.
But you know what part of it is? I remember hearing an interview with Andrew Gaze playing basketball for Australia. And he said, there's one thing that you always get in the Olympic Village where the players and all the sports stars of the world there's always a Macca's there because it makes everyone across the planet, all of those athletes, feel at home.
Yes.
True.
And they're,
they're ready to
get.
And as we know, you know, if you're not an experienced traveller and you're doing your first sort of trip overseas, often you'll use McDonald's as a way of working out how far your money will go.
Yeah.
Because they kind of seem like a, you know, equalised all
That's
over the world.
Gauge, isn't it?
Yeah. All they change is the name.
Yeah.
You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what the a quarter pounder is.
What do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac.
Love it. Want a Le Big Mac right now.
Yeah, too right.
Oh, beautiful. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix
94.5. Lockie's Lockdown Quiz. Alrighty, so it is Friday, guys. We're going to have an early drink. It's happy hour on Claire's, Matt and Kimba. Because question number one, if I mix vodka, cranberry juice, triple sec, and put a twist of lemon in, shake it, what cocktail have I made?
Can you list them again, please? Vodka.
Just because you're thirsty, or do you want the question?
She's interested in this triple sec.
She wants a double.
Triple sec, you say? How many times?
Triple sec.
Oh, sorry.
Just the once, because it's only early, Kimba. Don't get carried away. Vodka, cranberry juice, triple sec, and a twist of lemon. Shake it. What cocktail have I made? That is question number one.
Okay, so shaken, not stirred. Okay.
Shaken, not stirred. Shaken, not stirred. Question number two. I'm stuck in the middle of this quiz, so let's get Mr. Chris Murphy to play us a little track.
Rocky lead, thank you very much. Okay, folks, what is the next line here?
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.
Oh, I know the next line after that.
Yeah, that's right. I think Chris had a little bit too much triple sec overnight. But anyway, there you go. So what is the next line? That is question number two. Relatively easy you when you sing along. Yeah, you've got to sing along with the that's the disappointing thing, Claire-Z. You're not singing while Chris is singing.
I'm so bad with lyrics. We move on.
Okay, question number three. Who am I dressed as today? I was once Hollywood's biggest star. In fact, I'm now regarded as an icon. I was married at the age of 16 and had three marriages after that. Over 15 years, I starred in 29 movies. My stage name was very different to that of my birth name, but it sure did suit my image. Some like it hot. I simply was, because gentlemen prefer blondes. Who am I dressed as today?
All right.
Oh, that last little bit probably gave it away too much.
I changed genders. You gave so many clues.
Let's go back to the answers. Question number one, if I mix vodka, cranberry juice, triple sec, and a twist of lemon, shake it, what cocktail have I made, Kimba?
Sex on the beach.
That's
funny. I don't know. I would call that a vodka cranberry.
Maddie?
Well,
Maddie?
I'm going to have to pick between two, and I'm going to go with Cosmopolitan.
Claire-Z?
I don't drink, mate. Bloody Mary? I have no idea.
Maddie?
It was the other one.
You are Tom Cruise on Cocktail.
Oh,
Cosmopolitan!
Hey, well done.
No, he's Brian Brown.
Very nice.
Brian Brown.
Yeah, true. A little bit older.
Stick with me, kid. I'll make you a star.
I'm stuck in the middle of this quiz, so let's get Chris again one more time to get the next line.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.
Sing, Kimba, come on.
And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs.
Woo!
Oh, is it?
Is that it?
That's what I think
that
it is.
That is correct.
Hey,
and
well
I'm
done.
Wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Oh. Kimba Cale, you are a sensation.
Well, she'll have three Cosmopolitan. She'll get down the stairs.
I was certain it was Matt and Lockie wish they had hair.
Oh, no. I thought it was called Claire's-y, not Dean Claire's.
Come on. So, all right, that was question number two. So only Kimba got that right. Is that it?
Yeah. I'm failing big time. How are you going over there, Matt?
One.
Yeah, I'm zero.
Oh, jeepers. Who am I? One of Hollywood's biggest stars, an icon, etc., etc., etc. Some like it hot. I was simply hot because gentlemen prefer blondes. Claire-Z, who am I dressed as today?
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Is it Marilyn?
It is Marilyn
really
Monroe.
Embarrassing if it's not.
Marilyn Manson.
But if it's not, everyone's just staring at me.
I don't want to brag, Lockie, but that means I've had three occasions this week where I was three for three.
Show off.
Yeah, you are a show off now.
Because it doesn't happen very often. I have to celebrate the wins.
three.
Last week,
again.
Terrible. Yeah. This week, brilliant. Well done, team. Congratulations to you, Kimber. You're a star. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you back Monday.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
After lockdown, isolation, whatever you want to call it, it does feel like Western Australia, with our low COVID numbers, is starting to get back to some kind of, I'd say, normality, new normal, as we could call it.
Sure, yes. I mean, we're talking like Monday, the borders, we were broken into 13 regions. It's going to be down to 4, right?
Yeah.
And so we can go down to Esperance or Albany or something like that. And schools.
School is
in
compulsory.
Or in for winter.
Yeah, you've got to go now. From Monday, it's mandatory. And at the moment, most kids have gone back.
It like, does seem that way.
There's attendance of about 85%. And the standard attendance is normally around 90%. Mm-hmm. Because obviously we have plenty of sick kids and plenty of reasons that kids can't get to school on a normal day. So you're never going to get 100%.
So the Premier's come out and said, no, let's be honest, face-to-face learning is the best way for your children to get an education. But he hasn't ruled out fining parents who refuse to send the kiddies to school from Monday.
Yeah, last resort, of course. Mm. But students who don't return to school will be won't be given those sort of work-at-home learning packages unless they've got a medical exemption. So, I mean, there's probably parents out there going, well, hang on a minute. I think I've taken to this teaching thing quite well.
Hidden talents?
I'm enjoying the power.
Most are going, oh, I've got to send them back. I'm dreadful.
Well, yes. I mean, homeschooling's not a new thing, is it?
No,
it's been going on for a very long time. Some people are really just, they're really good at it.
And you are allowed to do it, aren't you, if you go through the right channels?
Yeah, you do have to apply for it and stuff like that. I think you have to have a decent reason for why they wouldn't normally go to school, especially if you live in the metro area.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't think you'd get to just decide, but.
Look, okay, here's the thing. I've raised kids and put them through school, and I never knew that school attendance, you could be fined for your kids not going. I didn't realise, I understood the word mandatory gets bandied around a bit, but I didn't realise you can actually get fined once you go through the process for not sending your kids to school.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wanted the kids to go to school. I didn't know that an end result could be a fine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I knew someone who truanted once.
Yeah.
And yes, they are quite onto it.
Yeah. Is that a kid from Beckenham who did it once?
Yeah, nah, some bloke I know.
But went for 7 years.
Yeah, that's why if you see the kids wandering around the shopping centre when they're meant to be at school, it's a bit brazen because, I mean, it's $1,000 fine. It's not...
No, I never knew about that. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, I think it takes a fair bit for them to actually, like, make those fines happen.
You have to go through the process.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But my wagging was ruined by the Roe Highway extension.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny you say that? Because my mate and I, we used to wag from Greenwood and end up at the Duncraig shops, but now the freeway wasn't through back then.
No.
And all of a sudden it's like, oh, you can't walk through the bush. There's a bloody big road there.
That's it. I've told the story. Back fence of Gravity Street.
Yeah.
Over the back fence was nothing but bush and a freight train line.
Wow.
And that's where we'd hang out. This bloke, well, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the
isn't
guy.
Isn't that funny? I never wagged. I used to just call mum and go, hey, I'm not cut out for school today. I'll be home. And so mum and dad always knew where I was and for a good reason. I never wagged.
Kimber and the honesty policy.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like if you're Kimber. Up front about it, they'll just understand.
You should be a diplomat.
Yeah.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Breast Cancer Research Centre is something that's very close to our hearts here at the radio station.
Yes.
We've supported them a lot over the years, and of course they're a not-for-profit charitable organisation with clinical research here in the West for treatment and a treatment centre for women and men with breast cancer.
Yeah.
We just thought we'd come up with other ways to try and help them raise money in pretty tough times, let's be honest.
Yeah, it is tough.
A little thing called Kimber's Day to Donate, which is not necessarily a specific day, but you can pick your own day.
It can be any day.
Yeah, so we thought we'd find out more and get some details for you from the CEO, Carmelo Arto. Carmelo, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Carmelo, now I feel like I've taken over here calling it Kimber's Day to Donate, but but it really has just been an idea to get people to really commit to going, you know what, let's just donate today, because there's plenty of times you think, oh, I must give to that charity, and then you sort of forget about it, and it, you know, another week passes, and so we're just saying choose it, pick the day and make it happen, right?
Yes, we very much appreciate it. It goes directly to benefit patient services. It's great, any donations that we can get through.
Tell us, Carmelo, where will the money go?
What happens with us is we're all health professionals and clinicians, so the money goes directly to support services. What I mean by that is breast care nurses and psychological services. Mm-hmm. And we provide that at no cost to patients.
I'm glad we cleared this up, guys, because I thought Kimber's Day to Donate, our teammate was giving a kidney. So we now know where we sit. Hey, Carmelo, you've been through a lot, mate, in the industry and in the business. And Times are tough right now, aren't they, for people trying to raise funds?
Oh, they are. They are. It's a little bit different the way we're set up. We've got like 32 research projects running at the moment, which we obviously get revenues for. So, and then whatever donations we get in enhances our support services, which lead to greater benefits for patients. So, no, it is a tough time. We've treated over 4,500 patients here. We've got a lot of people that are directly connected to us and directly benefited from dealing with us, and they're all good ambassadors for us. So we've got a pretty good base to work from, and yeah, it's nice to sort of get the message out and try to encourage a few others to maybe head our way in terms of donations.
Yeah, it's super important, and we know you help men and women, and, you know, can't imagine anyone who gets that diagnosis and says, you know, you've got breast cancer, suddenly you need all the support networks because you just don't know where to turn, and it's wonderful that you can help out. So we certainly encourage everybody to donate what they can.
That's exactly where it's at. There's the initial shock. You don't really know about breast cancer until you get it and you have to go through the process. To have the full support services all in the one building with surgeons, with oncologists, with psychologists, breast care nurses, it makes a big difference. So we can be their go-to people and the only people they need to their port of call, and we can help them out, definitely.
Brilliant, mate. Yeah, been through that journey with some wonderful people with my mum a couple of years ago, but we appreciate it. People can go to daytodonate.com.au and you'll get redirected to the Breast Cancer Research Centre WA website. Carmelo, good to talk.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for that. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on
Mix 94.5. Mix 94.5's got your back.
I got you, buddy.
With ABC Blinds.
I got your back.
Look, the spoiling continues with this one. For people who just need a little push along, it might be a special treat.
Yeah, it's called Mix 94.5's Got Your Back for a reason, because, hey, we got your back.
Yeah, it is thanks to our friends at ABC Blinds.
Yeah, let's spoil another person. In fact, we need someone to dob someone in, also known as, you know, like handing them to us on a platter. Neroli, good morning, welcome, and how are you going?
I'm good, thank you.
Neroli, life in Broome, is it pretty nice at the moment?
Yeah, it's not too bad being stuck up here.
Yes, how dare you be isolating in Broome? How dare you?
Sun is shining.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Neroli, welcome to Mix 94.5's Got Your Back. Now, you've nominated your cousin Louise. Tell us about your amazing cousin.
Louise is just the most selfless person I know and very community-minded, and she would just do anything for anybody.
And what is she doing, Neroli? What's making her stand out above the rest at the moment?
She's a foster carer. She also already has four children of her own. And on top of all of that, she is involved in lots of different things around the community, just helping out wherever she can.
Well, she sounds like the ultimate matriarch and earth mother here, supporting people, particularly those people, you know, with the women, assisting women through birth and the rest of it.
Yeah, she certainly does. She's just amazing.
Well, Neroli, it's very sweet of you to nominate Louise. And so it sounds like Louise needs a little bit of a treatment herself, doesn't it? Maybe a bit of love going back to her.
That would just be fantastic. It'd be nice to put her first.
Okay, I'll just text me contacts and see what we can do.
Yeah, come up with something. Sounds good.
Thanks for nominating, Neroli.
Yeah, and thank you so much for helping her out.
Ladies and gentlemen, officially a superstar, Louise, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, thank you. How are you?
We're very well, Louise. It might be unexpected, but Neroli, your cousin, nominated you for Mix 94.5's Got Your Back. She says that you're doing some phenomenal stuff with the community and you've got your hands full with a few kids at the moment.
Oh, she's wonderful. That's great. Yeah, I do. We always do, but we've got six kids in our home at the moment.
Wow.
Yes, so four of your own and two foster kids, is that correct?
Yeah. So we've got all under 12.
Wow.
How wonderful.
You are at the front line of the community in so many ways, Louise. And also you're assisting mothers going through one of the most difficult and beautiful times in their lives, and that is when they're giving birth.
Yeah. So I've been a doula and worked with mums, primarily refugee mums or mums who wouldn't necessarily be able to afford a doula. I'm supporting them.
Well, Neroli, your cousin, knows that you do those things, and she said, please reward Louise and give something back to her. And so that is what we want to do, Louise. Mix 94.5 and ABC Blinds are going to give you and your family a month's worth of groceries and a full home spring clean.
Yay! Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
That's pretty good, isn't it? But
that's pretty good.
Louise, that is wonderful and you deserve that. But you, Louise, you deserve some time for yourself. So we've organised at Bodie J's, WA's leading EcoLux spa, some time for you because the best mum in the world deserves the best day spa. And, well, hang on a minute. You're going to need some help, right?
Yeah.
We know you'll need a babysitter so you can enjoy Bodie Jay. So we're going to throw in one of those as well.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. And thank you, Neroli, for thinking of me. That's really, really special.
Louise, welcome to our new segment, Spoiler Doula.
That's great.
Thank you, Louise, and for paying it forward. We want to help you out, so enjoy all of those things and keep up the great work in your community.
Oh, thanks so much, guys.
Oh, it's a beautiful moment. And to celebrate WA moving into Phase 2 on Monday, something special coming up.
Yeah, we're going to give away a trip down south every single day next week.
Yeah, and even better, thanks to our friends at ABC Blinds, they're sharing the love around the southwest tourism industry and purchasing getaways from a different place every day. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Just when we're talking about coronavirus and the elderly being susceptible,
yes.
Not all of them are locked up and not celebrating life.
No, we've got some wonderful milestones, haven't we? A 100-year-old gentleman?
Yeah, I saw on Channel 10 News, a lot of people love this story about Felix Sainsbury yesterday, celebrating his 100th. This guy was a World War II pilot.
Mm.
Yeah, they did the the drive-by party, as people are doing, for the gentleman. Have a listen to him celebrating his 100th.
I think friendship is possibly one of the most important things that you'll ever have in your life. Who knows? My 200th might be even better. Cheers, camera.
Do you get the feeling someone said, can you say cheers to the camera for 10 years?
Yes.
The people down there in Cardinia celebrated big time for the man on his 100th, which was beautiful.
That's gorgeous.
Yes.
And a funny bugger.
And so true, right? Friendship, connection, those are the things that money can't buy.
And so many times the elderly people will say, these are the things that you should focus on in your life. And it sometimes takes a bit long for us to catch on,
I think. Well, yeah, we kind of think of it, oh, isn't that cute? It's like, yeah, dude, that's called wisdom. Let those words land on you, right?
Yeah.
Friendship, connection, and it's free and it matters.
Not always easy when you get to 100. A lot of your friends, you've lost them along
the
journey.
Absolutely. And yeah, but there are some things that money can buy.
Yep.
And I'm thinking of the beautiful Bea Turner, who's turned 105.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
And,
in Perth.
Yeah, and she celebrated like a good West Aussie with a Hungry Jack's Whopper. And a bottle of red.
Oh, so good.
You know what's gorgeous? And the advice that Beatrice gave was that she said you can live a long life by valuing life and working hard.
Yes. Okay.
And also she said, we might have left our run a bit late on this, guys, because she said she's never smoked a cigarette and she didn't consume alcohol until her 50s.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
So we've already
50-something years ago.
We've already blown it by having the booze.
Oh, what the bloody hell would she know?
Longevity.
Wisdom, Matt. It's wisdom.